Democrats in Nevada are heading to caucus sites across the state to pick the candidates they want to run against President Trump in November. This year, there is an early caucus voting in the state, and the party is already touting that turnout is on track to surpass numbers in the 2016 election. About 75,000 people have already cast their ballots. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us now from Las Vegas. Claudia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Any inference we can draw from the number of voters who've already caucused as to which candidate might seem to be doing best?
Well, so far, we're seeing in the polls that Bernie Sanders is performing very well in Nevada. But I will have to say, on the ground, talking to voters, I'm hearing a variety of names. For example, former Vice President Joe Biden has been one key figure for some folks who work for the Culinary Workers Union here. They very much care about their union health care, and they think that Biden is that key figure who could provide that. Another name I've heard, surprisingly, is Tom Steyer. So it could be a very interesting mix of candidates in terms of how we see them perform, but perhaps we'll see Bernie Sanders perform pretty well. The focus has been on removing President Trump from office. That's been the theme, and they think that these folks are the right ones to do it. So these are some of the names, and various campaigns have operations here on the ground. They've been doing heavy outreach. Mm-hmm. So it remains to be seen. Hopefully by the end of today, we'll find out.
Claudia, I know you've spent some time speaking with Latino voters there in Nevada who have greater numbers than they did in Iowa and New Hampshire. What issues do a lot of those voters seem to care about?
So as one organizer told me, when it comes to Latinos, they have a saying. They often go to the polls with immigration on their hearts and jobs, the economy, healthcare on their minds. And I did hear that theme when I talked to a lot of these Latino voters here on the ground. Many were passionate when they talked about President Trump, and what they said was this anti-immigration rhetoric that they said was causing division, and they wanted to see someone who would bring more of a theme of unity. At the same time, there was a lot of focus on this concern of losing their health care through their union, as well as finding jobs that could provide a sustainable living, to whereas they don't have to get 2-3 jobs in order to take care of their families.
Of course, Nevada, like Iowa, is a caucus state. Any concern that it'll work this time?
So there are concerns that there could be some problems, as we saw in Iowa. However, there isn't an app that was used in Iowa, so that's taken away some of those concerns. I ran into the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Tom Perez, and he's very bullish on how things could go here on the ground. He says there's this backup plan, and folks can call in their results where they couldn't quite do that in Iowa. So they're feeling pretty confident in terms of what they could see. The hope is the results will come in tonight. Mm-hmm. In terms of timing, we've heard some different estimates on when those results could come in, so they are couching it. We went into Iowa.
We're just about out of time, Claudia.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
NPR's Claudia Grisales in Las Vegas. Thank you.